Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social impact in their community. And today we have a very special guest who is a social entrepreneur recognized by United States Congress for Leadership and Philanthropy and founder of hashtag Serving Hope LV. So Silo, I'd love for you to introduce yourself as a social impactor and, you know, your name, who you are and what you do and why you believe in this concept.
Yes. Hi guys. My name is Silo Moses. And first, what I'd like to tell you is what I believe. And I believe that no one person should ever go hungry. And with that belief, I started an organization called Serving Hope LV, where we serve those who are less fortunate. Less fortunate to us is anyone who's unemployed, underemployed, and or homeless, with just that: fresh food, clothing, hygiene. And we do that every week. And yeah, that's basically what we do and who I am.
What you told me about it, serving Hope LV in the beginning, is you've served, what, 97,000 people since 2014? Like, that number, I know I said it before, it's staggering, but my God, like, this is incredible. In 4 years, you've grown this initiative. And it's, you know, linked back to holistic health. It's linked back to ending, you know, the cycle of homelessness. Like, this is a very, very small way that you're targeting a very macro scale problem.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to consider ourselves grassroots because that's who we are. And it's how we started. We started based on a single pot of spaghetti. And I put that single pot of spaghetti into our homeless corridor. And all I did was I just went home and I told somebody what I did. And the following Monday, they came back with me. And we both served. And then they went home and told somebody what we did. And the following Monday, when we went to serve again, they brought somebody back with them and we all served. And that's turned into this movement. Like you said, just 4 years later, has now served 97,000 meals. And we haven't taken a week off or a holiday off since. It's our first pot of spaghetti, so.
It's incredible. And this question, you know, for you as a core of a social entrepreneur might be a little bit rhetorical, but I'm going to ask it anyways. How are you making a positive impact in your community then? Maybe not so much that, you know, you're directly serving food, but what does that do? You know, that process of serving food and helping home and homelessness, what's that positive impact?
Yeah, that impact, and that's a great question. The impact is in the person that you make who's standing in front of you. Right. So it's not necessarily something that's tangible as far as that kind of impact. Right. It's, you know, we look at the 97,000 meals that we serve just surface level, because we know in order to get to the real core reason of why anyone who is less fortunate or homeless is to first provide them with the essential needs that they need as a human being. And those needs is, you know, food, clothing, and air. Well, you know, air is available to everyone. But unfortunately, food isn't, especially if you're homeless. So we provide them with fresh food and clothing. And then we know on a surface level, that's gonna bring them to us. That's gonna bring them to us because we have the food that's readily available for them for free. Once they come to us, then we're able to make the impact in them by saying, hey, now that your stomach is full and you got a nice clean shirt on your back, now what do you need? And that allows us to open up a conversation to get to the core root of why they're homeless. And then once we get to that core root reason of why they're less fortunate, we can then begin to make that impact in that person, which is finding them housing, getting them job, maybe sending them to one of our community partners who deals with some kind of, you know, alcohol challenge, maybe their counselors, maybe drug counselors, right? People who specifically deal in that, I can help that one person get back on these and into society. But at 97,000 meals, that's just surface level. That's just the bait, as you would, to mm-hmm. bring them closer to us. So mm-hmm. we get to know them, they get to know us, and we get to make the impact in them.
And I mean, I know you said you started with just, you know, one bowl of spaghetti and that fed 30 people, and you only wanted to, you know, have the idea to impact one person. But what gave you the inclination to help? Like, what started this idea or this desire to help homeless populations where you're from? What was that?
Well, that's a great question too. And the answer to that is really simple. I was one of them. So yeah, I was homeless here in Vegas for 7 months. I didn't have a couch to sleep on, so I didn't sleep on a couch. I didn't have a car to sleep in, because I didn't have a car, or friends wouldn't let me sleep on couches or their couches. I essentially, you know, squatted in abandoned buildings and ate food wherever I could find it. And the second I got back on my feet just means, you know, I had a place to stay, I had a roof over my head, a key to a door that I can lock and unlock at any time. I then cooked up that first pot of spaghetti and went and served it. And that first pot of spaghetti was, I guess, my way of paying homage to where I come from.
It's incredible, you know, where you came from. And I have to say that, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know, thank you for doing so much. And that journey you went through, a lot of people don't go through it, but you've come out, you know, the social entrepreneur that you are. You've come out, you know, the change maker that you are because of it. And I just want to thank you, you know, for everything you went through, but coming out on this lens of, you know, helping others, it takes a real leader to be able to do that.
Well, thank you. And as you know, it's not just myself. Like, there's an entire team that's behind me, like an army, essentially, that helps us do what we do. There's no way I would have gotten to 97,000.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, no way. So let's jump into the third question then. With the idea of business, with that in mind, do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Absolutely. And the reason I say that is because of the work that I do now as well. I started consulting mission-driven businesses and CEOs on how to create and leave a mark in the world while creating profits at the same time that feel good. And it's where my absoluteness for your question comes from, because I sit down with CEOs all the time and they have everything planned out. Everything's running great. Their employees are happy. Their customers are happy. They're making money. Their shareholders are happy, or their partners are happy, but they still feel empty. And that's what comes with to like business, right? So business is called an entity, right? And just like anything else on the planet, an entity is something that's living, breathing thing, right? You're an entity, like, you know, trees are an entity. Anything that's living and breathing is an entity, just like your business is an entity, it's a living, breathing thing. And just like any living, breathing thing, if that thing doesn't have purpose, you have this hollowness that's inside. And that's where you get the term like empty profits, right? And these business owners sit down with me and they say, we've got everything figured out, but we still feel empty. We still feel hollow as a business. And I sit down with them and we craft out a purpose that benefit to the company and to the employees and to the community and to their partners and to their bottom line, that provides that wholeness into that business that otherwise would be empty without it. And I say it's essential, because I'm starting to sit down with a lot more business owners who are asking that same question. How do we bring purpose into our profits?
So in your opinion then, what's your advice for others to begin making a positive social impact in their communities? What's that first initial step, or what does that look like for people?
I would say, just go do it. Just go make it happen. When I went and served my first pot of spaghetti, I didn't have a massive plan. My massive plan wasn't to go out and serve 97,000 meals. My plan was just to go out and serve one person in a dumpster that night. So my advice to you as an individual would be just go make it happen. Just go do something. And it takes something as small as a pot of spaghetti. You don't have to have a massive amount of money. Again, you don't have to have a massive plan of impact and what you want to do in the community. I say if something calls your heart in a direction where you can make an impact in the community, to just go do it. And as a business founder or mission-driven, heart-centered business, I would say know three things as a business before you go out to start to make that mark on the world. And the one thing you need to know as a mission-centered or heart-centered business is, what do I believe in? What do I believe in as a company? What do I believe in as the founder of the company? What do I believe in as far as in the world where I can leave my impact? And question number two for founders and business owners would be, what do I stand for? So what do I stand for in the world? What is it that I can put myself behind that feels good? And most importantly, what is it that I do not stand for? And question number three, the final question, is what makes us different? What makes us different out of 400, or no, what makes us different out of 45,435 businesses in the world? And that's just the number of businesses that are on the NASDAQ. So what makes you different? Why should anyone care? Now, when you figure out who you are, what you stand for, and what makes you different out of 45,000 plus some businesses, then you can start to look into how you can make your impact or leave a mark on the world through business.
I like that, because it's a lens that you can do both personally, but also through business, is making that mark, right? You can make a mark on any level, whether, you know, in the individual, a community, a business, even, you know, government, right, municipal, federal, provincial, anyone can make that impact. And it's very much defining that. I like that.
Exactly. You know, as we started to grow and we went from 10 volunteers to 30 volunteers, once we got to 40 full-time volunteers that I was seeing every single week, I had to ask myself these questions. I really had to dig deep and figure out what it was that I believed, where I stood in the world, and how I stood out, what made me different. And once I was able to answer those questions, once we crossed over 50 full-time volunteers and went into upwards of 100, we had this very clear vision and mission of what we want to do.
That's incredible. I think that's a huge takeaway, you know, from this podcast, is that you have to figure out what that impact is, but also, you know, what that mark, how you're leaving that mark. That's a very, very important piece, because it can be a bad mark or it can be a good mark if you've defined it well.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's awesome. So it was such a pleasure to have you on the podcast. You know, thank you so much for taking, you know, a little bit time out of your day and explaining this initiative. I'll definitely plug everything you're doing, because, you know, I work in the volunteering realm a little bit, and I think it's completely, you know, an embodiment of what we should be doing, is helping others. And again, you know, thank you so much for being here and taking time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much. If anyone would like to connect with me as far as how to start their own movement in their own communities, whether it's serving those who are less fortunate, or it's equality, or it's education, feel free to connect with me. You can follow our movement on social media at #ServingHopeLV. Give Back Mondays is another hashtag. Or if you're a centered business CEO founder who is looking to make a mark on the world by doing good with profits, feel free to follow us and connect with us on Facebook, and the website is www.wewin360.com. Thank you again so much, Avery. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be on your podcast. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely, man.